USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a federal watchdog agency says White House advisor Kellyanne Conway should be removed from government service because she's engaged in political activity while on the job, President Trump phones in to Fox and Friends this morning and says he has no plans of removing her from that position.
I got briefed on it yesterday, and it looks to me like they're trying to take away her right of free speech, and that's just not fair.
The president also discussing yesterday's attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman after the Pentagon reveals video evidence showing an Iranian Navy boat with personnel removing an unexploded mine from one of those two tankers.
And they didn't want the evidence left behind. I guess they don't know that we have things that we can detect in the dark that work very well.
Again, that's the president on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
A deadly police shooting has Memphis police still on a precautionary high alert. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says 20-year-old Brandon Weber was shot and killed by authorities in Memphis on Wednesday night. When U.S. Marshals tried to arrest him, he was wanted for a shooting in Mississippi. After his death, though, protesters threw bricks at police and vandalized patrol cars. About 24 officers were injured during the protests. Now Memphis police say the department is on heightened alert as a precaution, saying the alert status is raised to level 3, meaning all officers are working with no days off, and every squad car will have 2 officers. It seems more and more people in Los Angeles are getting shot with paintball guns, people walking or riding bicycles getting hit with the paint-filled pellets. The officials say they are getting more and more calls than usual about it. At least 24 paintball attacks have been registered in the L.A. area so far this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As the U.S. fights to extradite him on charges of violating the Espionage Act, WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange is now scheduled for a court hearing in the United Kingdom on February 25th of this upcoming year. It's expected to be about a 5-day hearing. His lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says this is all an assault on freedom of the press.
We would certainly hope that no journalist or publisher would be extradited in these circumstances. But, of course, it's a very long road ahead, and we'll have to wait to see what happens.
The U.S. going after Assange for publishing a huge trove of documents that revealed the names of people who worked with coalition forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. The 47-year-old Assange is still in prison on the outskirts of London, serving a 50-week sentence for skipping bail. Despite his part in the confirmation hearings of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill says she could still vote for Joe Biden for president. She told NBC News she partly blames Biden for her treatment in 1991, but is more interested in his policies today. She said all leaders need to stand up against sexual harassment and victim blaming because women are still, in her words, just not safe. Biden previously discussed his regret over the hearings in which Hill accused Thomas of being sexually explicit and inappropriate with her. The then Delaware senator decided against calling in a witness who might have corroborated her story. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.